The new Camel at 107.9. It's the Maria and Chad show. Maria and I taking each other on in a game called...
It's called The Last Word, and this is where producer JP has a topic, and Chad and I volley back and forth with items that fall into that topic, that category, and whoever gets the last word in before the timer goes off wins that round. I am kicking your butt today.
Yeah, my abs? You're going to kick my abs?
I'm going to kick your abs today.
I thought that's what you said. Producer JP, what is category number one as my abs get kicked?
Give me an animal that stinks.
Chunk. I'm going to take that one quick.
A cat.
A fish.
Oh, fish is good. Oh, ferret.
Oh, that's a good... No, that is a good one, too. Hamster.
A bear.
If he's in the woods, and he did that. What else stinks? A zebra.
A dead deer.
No! Oh, a dead deer on the side of the road. Gosh, I'm stuck. What else do I have left? Oh, nice job. Boom! Yeah, Maria gets round number one.
Woo!
What is category number two?
Name me a way you cool off on a hot Arizona day.
Drinking a cold glass of iced tea.
That took a long time to answer. Drinking a cold... No, I'm not going to do that. Ice cream.
Jumping into a pool.
Putting ice in your underwear.
Running through sprinklers.
Oh, that's a good answer. Just cranking the AC up and hoping your electric bill never comes.
Going to the movie theater and getting free AC.
Ooh, that's one of the reasons. I go to my gym for the AC. All right, we're tied up.
It all comes down to this, sports fans.
And producer JP always has a curveball for us for
the third category.
Name me a reason you break up with someone and you have to be emotional. So, Marie and Chad, it's not going to work because you're just never there for me.
That's not true.
I'll start.
You guys are there.
I just can't get over it. Your feet are too big.
You know, I love you, but you chew way too loud. You have thin cheeks.
Oh, that's you. That's you actually saying that because you hate that your husband does that.
I told you not to eat my blackberries in the refrigerator, and you ate my food. We're done.
You took my...
Oh, oh man. Wait, I got to hear the rest of this.
Yeah.
How does that turn out? What were you doing?
I was going to say, you took my car and used all the gas and you didn't fill it up.
Oh, what a jerk.
This is like a therapy session. Your husband did that, didn't he?
No, he always fills up my car.